The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad we're all here. We're all scattered all over the place tonight. I'm in Minneapolis, beautiful Minneapolis. I'm in one of Judy's homes, and Judy just showed up in her same home, and so which is good. And Dean and Michelle, they're out hooking around in some hotels somewhere.
We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the moment, driving cross country to your spiritual retreat.
Yep.
Hey, really?
We're on our way.
You guys must have been bored, or either you're kissing and making up. Why would you drive across?
You want to know why?
Why would you drive across the United States? You know,
it's okay, I'll tell you
long.
Why.
United States, no.
You want to hear why?
Like Donald Trump. I said that like Donald Trump. No. I pissed off half my audience, and the other part loves me. So whatever. I don't know.
Other half loves you now, so that's good.
Yeah. I'm not politically charged. I'm politically an idiot, and you know. And if you guys, I don't know. I can't get there.
No, don't do it, Gary. Don't do it.
Oh my God, I'm catching on fire. Holy cow. There we go. I feel that thing where everybody catches on fire. You know, whatever. We will see. So anyway.
It was a spiritual reason I drove cross country.
Really? Oh my God. How come?
All right. So I went to book a flight. This started 2 weeks ago. Every time I was booking the flight, I heard as loud in my head, I just heard it really loud. Drive, don't fly. So I got in an argument with whoever was in the spiritual world. I'm like, you out of your mind.
So you're fighting with God.
Yeah, so I'm fighting with God.
I know you actually really do talk to God.
I know, and God I really himself. Was. And I'm like,
yeah. So I'm you're fighting with God, and you're telling
100%.
God,
I'm like, I am not driving for 30 hours. I'm like, I'm not driving 30 hours. You're making a mistake. You might know something.
I can see you asking God, have you ever rode in a car for 30 hours, God?
I'm like, so I wasn't going to do it. So every day you could ask Michelle, I go to get a ticket. I'm like, oh my God, I feel insane. I said, maybe I'm going to pick the one plane that crashes. I don't know what's going to happen. And so yesterday I was literally had the plane ticket.
Now you're a paranoid. Now you've turned into a total paranoid schizophrenic. Okay, keep on going.
But yesterday.
Keep on going. It's getting better.
So what happened was yesterday I had Delta Airlines up. I was getting ready to book a flight and you called to ask something. I said, let me ask you something, Gary. I said, I'm having a dilemma about getting to the spiritual retreat. I said, I want to fly, and God tells me I should drive. I don't want to drive. And he goes, I get a vision of you driving your Escalade across the country. He goes, so that's my vision. I'm like, great. I said, so you got the same vision. So since you said it, and I had this argument for 2 weeks, I decided to go with the spiritual side and not my brain. And so now I left this morning at 7 a.m. and I'm driving cross country.
And Michelle hates you so far.
No, I've driven the whole way so far, but I enjoy driving.
That's my point. Yes, honey, we are having fun. Smile.
I said, go ahead, honey. You take a nap before the show. Yeah. I'll drive 8.5 hours.
Yeah. She gets car sick, so she likes to drive.
So you're slipping Dean Mickey's. So he don't get it. He gets bitchy if he rides too long. He gets bitchy if he does anything too long. So you're slipping Dean Mickey's as you go down the road.
I was getting bitchy looking at the flights because I was like, oh God, it's going to take 4 hours to fly across the country. How can I possibly sit in a plane for 4 hours? So now I'm sitting in the car for 30.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We made it, though.
And Michelle's like, I do love him. I do love him. Yeah. I really do. Thank you, God, for the patience.
He's my soulmate.
Yeah.
He's
Are you
my
sure?
soulmate. No.
Yeah. I see yeah. that. No wonder she
said
sitting
it.
In the car.
It must be true.
Yeah, Gary put us together. He said he's my soulmate.
Yeah. even Michelle was second guessing God and you on that one. She's like, are you sure about that? Is it too late to give him back?
To where?
It's all good.
I don't know what else wants me. That's the problem.
Well, there you are. Yeah.
But hi, everybody.
That would be a good topic. you know, if you're going to run away from home, where would you go? Ah, right? Ooh. There's a good topic. So, Michelle, if you had to run away from home, where would you go?
Ooh, that is a good question because there's so many places that I love. But I'd have to go somewhere wherever family is, which is still home.
So you family couldn't go anywhere. Friends. So you're in Las Vegas. That's just, you're stuck.
So she's stuck there for the rest of her life.
But no, I would also go like where everybody is, you know, like if you guys are all in North Carolina, I'd want to go all there. If we're all in Florida, I'd want to go all there. So yeah. I'd go wherever family and friends are.
Yeah. And Brian's shaking his head too. Brian's shaking his head. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I think where we all are is where we want to go to, you know, like
exactly.
We all got this big oneness like club. It's called the Enlightenment Club and Masterclass Club and, you know, whatever, and Spiritual Retreat Club. And so we love hanging out with each other because we've never had so much fun as what we have when we hang out with each other. And by the way, we actually have a spiritual retreat coming up. And that is March 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. All you got to do is call Michelle and she'll book you right in. 702-822-0548. 702-822-0548. Or you can log on to GarySpivey.com and they'll tell you all about it. And so, and you also should sign up for the virtual. If you guys know you're not going to come in person, make sure you do sign up for the virtual because there's so many spiritual gifts that are on this different realm. It's the best way I can put it. I'm always delivering spirituality to you guys as it happens. And so as I learn something, I try to get it to you guys. And some of you guys are going to get it as good as me or better than me. And so, you know, like later, Peter Lopez, I love you. I enjoy you so much. Mark Milos, I love you. I enjoy you so much. A lot of newcomers, Alex R. Sanchez, I love you. I enjoy you so much. Gail Greenwood, you're the best. You know, Lisa Pichelle, you're a freak of nature spiritually. You know, Christine Klein, who was blind as a bat spiritually, can see everything in the world now. You know, and Louise, you guys are great. You and Daryl are amazing people. And Adam, Justine, or Nam, sorry, and Justine, you guys are amazing. And so many amazing people. How do you get this many amazing people together? I could keep on going. I'm just looking at the screen in front of my face, Dwayne Dunham. You know, the very first time you come to see me, I went, you are a freak. You are a spiritual freak of nature. Because I can't get to the bottom of your well. You're amazing. And I could see how far you really go, which was really crazy. Ruben, of course, you're amazing. And so all you guys are freaks. You're just really something. Jody Downhill, you're so special. And so many, I can't count the ways. You know, I love you. And so Tammy Martinez, you know, you're Martinez, how you say it? Does that say it right? I hope I did. You know, Suzanne Walscott, you're so special. I look forward to having dinner with you next week. And so, and hanging out for a minute. And so, Raina, you're so cool. You're the best mom in the world. I mean, you really are, you know, because you put so much into your family, your kids, and, you know, your everybody around you. You just bring light. When you walk into a room, the room lights up, which is a crazy thing. Terry, you know, Terry, you are our best bud. You know, Terry Mahoney, where in the world did you come from? I think you're an alien. I think you're an alien, an angel or something. I don't know. Whatever you are, you're a freak. Joseph, you become spiritually gifted in an instant. You know, when I saw you in a seminar. You know, Pat, thank you for coming out to the nightclub show Thursday. That was a crazy time. Oh my God. You know, thank you for the hundreds of people who stood in line to see me. And I hung out to the very end and saw everybody that showed up. It felt like it. And so everybody, all you guys are beautiful. Gail Fitzsimmons. And they switched the screen on me. And so now I can't tell. And so, but all you guys, I really, really appreciate you. And I love you. And all, how did we end up in the same place? Aaron Wong, you're a freak. And you guys didn't start out freaks. You really didn't, or you didn't know you were. You guys really didn't know you were so spiritually gifted. Miho, oh my God, where in the world did you come from? You know, and so you are the biggest joy. I wake up in the mornings and get a vision and I see you, which is really, really nice. Really nice, because you project so much love and light. Elizabeth Leeds, thank you so much. Christy Moore, you got to where you're doing all this advanced stuff. You don't even know what the hell you're doing. It's really amazing. You're turning into an earth angel. Melissa, you are a freak. You know, you can read your butt off just like me. Not many people read like us. You know, you're a good reader, and I appreciate you for that. You know, Lisa Berger, you understand spiritual gifts as good as anybody alive. You know, Leah, thank you for coming out to the show here in Minneapolis. I appreciate you. It was very wonderful and warm and fuzzy. Thank you for being there. That was really, really good. And so, John, I hope are you still in the hospital, John? Yeah, the hospital. You out now? You know, and so there we are. There we are. Just shake your head. Yes or no? Yes. And so I'm going to come back to you. Danielle White, you used to just ask questions all the time, and you were blind as a bat and couldn't see a damn thing. And now you can see spiritually and you can hear spiritually. How nice is that? You know, so many people. Natalie, I appreciate you so much. You manifested this beautiful dream home, and I see you sitting in it right now. And I'm so proud of you. That's beautiful. You stuck to your guns and everything worked out. Wow. You know, that's beautiful, girl. That's beautiful. That's really, really good. And so many of you guys have so many things going on. Maureen, every time I talk to you, Maureen Malone, every time I talk to you, I get high. It's a beautiful thing to get that high. Denise Dixon, thank you. You're just amazing. It's so great. I mean, and there's so many more. I can't possibly say everybody's name. But I really, really appreciate you guys. And I think that we have to have this sense of it. It really made me kind of think about things a little bit. When I'm, you know, with doing live shows, you know, I'm staying tucked away in North Carolina a little bit these days. And so, which is not a bad thing, you know, life is okay on the ranch. And so, but I, as I come to Minneapolis and I hang out in the cities, you know, it's very interesting because I see all these hundreds of people that I don't ever get to see. It's really great. So, because I see how amazing they are. And they're just, you know, really hungry for what we already have. They want to see more. They want to know more. They want to feel more. Rhonda Hansford, hey, girl, what up? And so, you know, William Demps, I appreciate you. And so, Artemis, thank you so much for being you. You know, Vicky R. And I'm just seeing so many people, Kristen Lingrid, and so Karen Fromm, thank you. And so Scott Rumbaugh, appreciate you so much. You know, you guys are just, and you're still alive, right? Yes. Yeah. Scott, you're still kicking. Okay, good. All right, good. That's a good thing. And so, I mean, I just see all you guys are amazing people, and you have to realize that you're a part of something that is far bigger than me, far bigger than you. It's the whole universe, right? You have to realize that this whole oneness thing is really for real, and you guys are part of that whole picture. And so that's a beautiful thing to be a part of, because when you're in the oneness club, you're in the club. Everybody always wants to be in the club, right? You know, the Enlightenment Club, wee! You know, the Country Club, woo! You know, whatever the club is, right? Everybody wants to be in some club. Well, there's not a bigger, brighter, better club. I was talking to Ruben before the show, and Ruben's in New York. What up? And so, it's interesting because we were talking about, you know, what am I going to talk about? And so we were touching on it. And then I took off on this tangent. How am I doing so far, Ruben? Pretty good. And so it's like, and so he critiqued me a lot. And so, but this whole oneness club is really the deal. And so what do you got to do to be in the oneness club? Well, you just got to be one. And then we were talking about how do you be one? Well, you be more godlike. That's what you do. You just be more God-like. What is God like? Well, you meditate a lot and you get to know God and you get to be buddies with him and friends with him. And after a minute, you figure out what he's like. And after you figure out what he's like for you, then you be more like that. And that's how you do it. And it's really simple. It's not hard at all. It's actually quite easy. And so, but as you do that, you'll become more one. The whole game is the oneness game. The whole club is being in the club, the oneness club. And, you know, I made a joke. I can show up at any, and I, you know, all the people that work with me and travel with me is, you know, over the last, you know, 175 years that I've been alive, we travel all over the world, and I show up and everything is just there to meet me. It works that way. It is so crazy. Thank you, God, for that. If I need a ride from the airport, I'll walk outside and a limo driver will roll down his window, or a cab driver, and they say, "Gary, you need a ride?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, thank you." Whatever it is shows up. And so this is a science. This is a perfect science. And the perfect science, which is, I think, that probably the only perfect science that exists in our universe, is oneness. It must be. It must be. How come? How do I think that? How do I know that? Well, the reason I think that and the reason I know that is because the whole heavenly hierarchy in all of heaven works on the science of oneness. That's it. Oneness. Okay. Well, so let me think about it for a minute. Okay. Do that. All right. And so you just simply do that. And if you do that, guys, you're going to be in the club. And if you want to be in the club, that's the best club to be in, because you don't have to think too hard. You don't have to work too hard. And you just be yourself. You have to be yourself. That's an important thing. So your true I am, every now and then utter the words, I am. I am me. I am me. And so, and as you become more and more you, you'll actually realize you fall right into this little oneness thing pretty easy. That's what I say. Dean, what else you got? What else you got? Tell me something wise. Give me some wisdom. Mm-hmm.
Something wise, wisdom. I have nothing. I can tell you about all the trees I looked at out the window of the car today while Michelle was driving.
So you were your dog. You were a dog in the car today. You were you were Bella.
Bella was right in my lap, and I was looking. We were looking out the window, and I kept looking back at Michelle, going, "Can we stop?"
You had to go pee on a tree, or I mean, what?
Yep, that was about it.
All right, you know.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Michelle, I wish I had something wise to add to everything you just said. I have nothing.
That was
to
pretty
add.
Wise. That was a wise rant. I was on a wisdom rant right there.
Yeah,
right there. That's what that was. So I was on this wisdom rant, and so now I'm going back to you after that, and going, "Tell me something. Tell me something smart. Give me something
great.
Wise."
You could have picked Brian or Judy or Michelle, somebody. Why me? Why would you? Anybody? You got 150 people here. Pick one of them.
I just feel like talking to you.
Oh my God, I have nothing wise to say. That's sad. So sad.
Yeah. For Dean to probably like just laugh at everything.
Yeah. So you're still in the car trying to figure out why God told you to drive all the way across America.
That's it. Right? I'm 10 hours into the drive trying to figure it out.
He told me to drive to Minneapolis one time, and I did.
And you did it. I know.
I did it. I've never driven to Minneapolis. I can't imagine why I'd do that unless all the planes are broke, you know? And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to do what you told me to do. Later, it unfolded, and it was perfect. Something I had to do, and I could only do it in person, and I could only do it as I drove back to North Carolina. So anyway, it worked out. It worked out. So,
well, I do have a funny one for you, though.
Oh God! So, tell me something funny. I should have asked you for something ridiculous. Yeah, I didn't need any more wisdom. I'm pretty damn wise.
All right. So here's the ridiculousness of my insanity in my head sometimes about this plane. I'm going back to the plane ticket again, Gary. So once I'm sitting there looking, going, okay, I'm going to fly, but then you call and confirmed I should drive. The next thing I see is, man gets locked in bathroom on United Airlines flight for 35 minutes. And there's a video of the they're ripping the door off the bathroom. And I'm claustrophobic. So I'm thinking, I'll never fly again. I'm going to get stuck. Now my mind's in. I'm stuck in the bathroom. Michelle's like, can you please leave the house and go do something?
He said, if we ever fly again and I have to use the bathroom, you're coming with me and you're going to have to stand guard. Because I'm not going to lock the door.
I said, I'm never going to lock the
door.
Michelle's
like, I am not going to look stupid for you. I am not looking stupid for you. No, I will not do this.
Yep. And you know me, I would.
So once I seen really that story, would. Yep. So once I seen that story, I said, "You're right, God. I should be driving. I can stop when I want and get out that car. I cannot get out of a bathroom on an airplane if I get stuck in it." So, anyway, that's my story. Was that wise?
Wasn't that interesting? But it was better than the wisdom one. A little bit.
Oh my God.
A little bit better than the wisdom one. So Michelle, what's your point of wisdom tonight? Any wisdom after driving in the car?
Oh my gosh. Oh, there's so much, I guess. Allow.
Okay.
Be allow patient. Be okay. True. Believe. Pray. Yeah, and just laugh at everything. Just laugh.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
She ignored me a lot. I know that.
He'll say something and I'll just laugh.
Oh my God, he's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Hey, at least we had fun though. Yeah. I had fun the whole time.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, she didn't really. There. Yeah, she said, "I had fun too." Yep.
Yep. Driving. Fine. Okay, Bella. Okay. Bella, what do you want to tell everybody?
She's chewing thank up you. Something. Yeah. Hey there, yeah. Girl. Can't wait to see her. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's she's perfect. Excited to see everybody. Yeah.
I'm excited to see everybody. The spiritual retreats are like a great big family reunion that we do over and over every all through the year. And so this one feels really special. It feels like it's like a space of enlightenment, guys, that we've never been to before. Many times at spiritual retreats, we end up in these spaces that are like, wow. And we discover, it's like we discover higher mountaintops. It's really good. And so check us out, March 21st through the 24th. Just call Michelle, 702-822-0548. She can answer her cell phone driving across the country with Dean and book you guys, 702-822-0548. Or GarySpivey.com or 800-827-GARY for a private reading as well, of course. And so, but I look really forward to this spiritual retreat because it does feel like a higher space of enlightenment. And that's what I've been about. What is the highest space of enlightenment? Would that be ascension, Dean? Maybe ascension? Is that it? We just go up high and we just float on off and...
That would be great.
Yeah.
Because I already have a fear of death. So it would be great if you could just ascend, Gary. Yeah. Please get us to that point.
Right? And so we just float up. We just go away. You know, or like maybe I'll ascend before you and you'll go, damn it, he left.
Yep. Yeah.
Or you may say, damn it, he left. But I think that, you know, I think ascension, I think that the enlightened beings, I'm very much in character like Enoch. And so, didn't he ascend? Am I correct? I think he did, right? And he lived to be really old. And so he was like 300 and some. His son Methuselah lived to be 900 and some. And so, wow, you know. But I'm very much in theory, in character, like Enoch, because Enoch went to Zion Heaven, and he's the only one that ever wrote anything about Zion Heaven that matched up to what I saw when I went. And so I think that's pretty cool. And so I think we should all study Enoch a lot, you know, it's like that. And so I think we're working on ascension, Dean. And so if you ascended tomorrow, what would you do when you got to heaven?
Well, I have so many questions for God. Me and him have to have a little powwow about this earth. This is an earth thing.
Like you would try to work it out with God and say, you didn't plan this right. This is, you know, God, when I asked for this Lamborghini, you know, and this 10 million bucks and, you know.
It's just simple little things, not even all that. Just
simple little things.
Simple things. Like you meditate.
Like what?
All right. Sometimes you meditate, you get a vision of something. And then the vision is wrong. So then you start questioning yourself. You're like, did I really see that? What was going on? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we should come with owners. I think we should come with owner's manuals. I'm going to tell God. The baby should come out, and then a scroll should come out with all the whatever your issues are going to be in this lifetime. I mean, so you can just deal with it.
You're crazy. Could you imagine lady gives birth to scroll?
Well, maybe it could be something small, like a USB drive or something.
And then a scroll comes out. Right?
A USB drive.
Well, then it can tell us everything we're going to have wrong, so we could fix it as a baby. Then we don't have to deal with the crap throughout our whole life.
Oh, my God.
So all we do is
that's
fix
your spiritual plan. That's That's what you got, right?
My poor husband.
That's what I got.
That's pathetic.
So we spent our whole life fixing ourselves, and then we die. Great, right when we get fixed, like, oh
yeah. But see, we're gonna keep on fixing and fixing, and you know we keep fixing, and then we ascend.
I know, so, but if we had a scroll, we could just do it faster.
I don't disagree, which is a sick part. You know, I'm sick. That's too. Funny. We're all sick. We got the disease. Well, we should be talking to people. We're talking to each other.
I have a whole list, Gary. Fun. You got a long night ahead of you.
All right. Okay. Who are we talking to? What are we talking
about? Okay. I'm going to start with Daryl and Louise Swain. Let me go ahead and spotlight.
Good. Because they're my favorite people in the world. Hello. He gives me these cool benches.
Yep.
Hello.
Turn yours up.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, there we go. I got you. That's perfect. Oh, I love your crystals behind you. Wow. Look at those. That's a great collection. That green one's a freak. Look at that thing. Look at those. Oh, you got some really cool crystals there. Anyway, so I see a few of them you got for me because I recognize them.
Right.
That green one?
That green one.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, yeah. There we go. And so anyway, so what's your question? What's your comment and what's your question?
Well, I want to say
you got something. People. You always comment. You always look at stuff and go, here's what I think that is. What do you think?
I think Dean's smart for driving instead of flying, the first thing. But give him some advice. Don't drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
I like that one. Okay.
Yes.
That's right. You always drive to the retreats. You're in Kansas City, and you drive to the retreats. So.
Yeah, you do. You do.
We drive fast.
I just clear the road.
Does Louise scream at you? Does Louise scream when you're driving too fast? Does she go, slow down?
All the time, yeah.
Sounds like Dean.
I heard her voice. I heard an echo. I heard it psychically heard an echo in the background.
Well, anyway, the question I've got, I've been waking up in the middle of the night, and I feel like I got some kind of demon or alien on my back, and he's trying to choke me. And that takes me about an hour of clearing and everything else before I can get him calmed down. And I see that everybody else there's some other people in the chat have sleeping problems too at night.
Yeah, well, here, I'm going to pull this off of you. It's a grid. It looks like a grid, okay? Like a fish net, if you would. But I'm pulling this grid off of you. And if we don't have enough problems, it's actually alien. And so it's alien in its character in there. And it came from the fourth dimension, which is the negative alien dimension. And so, and I just cleared that off of you. And now the back of your head's warm. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
know, it is.
Same. Yeah, you feel really warm, really light, and slightly excited about something. You don't know what, but it just feels excited.
Great.
Yeah, that feeling. Okay, they were subduing your energy. Your natural vibration is an excited about life vibe. And they were trying to mojo you where you would not have your natural vibe. And so, and I just cleared that off you, but that was the negative alien dimension. And then the negative aliens that were playing games with you, I got rid of about, 300,000 or 400,000 of them.
Wow.
So don't piss me off.
Making me feel like I was going to jump out of my skin.
Yeah, right now, that's a weird feeling for you. Because there were so many of them that were trying to mojo us. Can you imagine that? 300,000 or 400,000 of anything that's just messing with us, right? And so I lately got pissed off with all the things messing with us. I'm just pissed off with it, right? And so which is bad because I'm pretty spiritually gifted. And so when I get pissed off with it, I fix it. And so it's part of my old country father, who was a tough old redneck bastard in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what good was he? And then I realized, and you know, it's funny because Travis even said it, and Dean did, and he said he made you tough. So to be a real spiritual warrior on the planet Earth, guys, you got to be tough. You have to be tough. And you know, I don't look tough, but I'm tough. Yeah, you know that. And so because you got to be tough, you got to be strong. You got to believe in what you believe in. You got to believe in who you believe in. You got to do your best, even though you don't win everything. You got to do your best, even though everything's not perfect for any one of us. You got to do your best. And when you do your best, you just know you've done it. And then you do it again and you do it again and you do it again. And so I think that's the process, the best I can tell. And so, but you got to be, these days, you got to be pretty tough to get through these dark energies that are trying to kill us, basically. And if you try to get above it and get through it, you will. And so I'm projecting all the gifts to all you guys that it takes for you to win your battles against your demons, dark energies, negative aliens, whatever the hell's messing with you. And so there we go. How warm are you getting now, Daryl? Pretty warm?
Oh, very warm. Yeah, I'm sweating almost.
Yeah, I see you sweating. I see you sweating. And so that's it. And see, realize that you're going to lick it. You're going to get through it, guys, with spiritual gifts. You know, you're going to get through it with your intellect. You're going to get through it with your toughness and your spiritual gifts. And so realize that it's all a conglomerate. It's all a work in progress, and it's a combination. But here's the way you really get through it. You get through it with oneness. You're going to come up with a day where you can't figure out everything, and somebody's going to give you an answer, and you're going to go, ah, thank God I'm your friend. Thank you. And you're going to be able to get through it because of oneness. And so this oneness thing is a big, big deal. This is how, when I talked to God about oneness, he told me this. This is how all the heavens, all of God's kingdoms have survived through all the eons. Mm-hmm. They survive because they're one. And so, okay, well, let's survive. So whatever we got going on down here on the planet Earth, which doesn't look exactly like a party, whatever we got going on, we're going to survive it and we're going to be okay. And the way we do it is oneness. And so that's the only way we'll do it. So that's it. And being tough, you got to be tough. And so, Daryl, you're the best. You're the best. That thing's off you now. You don't have that on you. You'll sleep good.
Good. I hope so. I'm getting tired of fighting.
Right. Yeah, and it's hard to figure out. There's so many dimensions that attack us little, you know, humans, because they go, you know, we can tear them up. And so, well, not always. And so I appreciate you guys, because you guys are spiritually waking up. How cool is that, to be spiritually waking up?
Very cool.
Very cool. And you know, Daryl, I know you think it looks like that. That's what oneness looks like. It looks like that. But that grid thing, you had a negative grid on you. That's a positive one. But you also, there was a negative one that was messing with you. And so now you'll feel fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Daryl.
Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, guys?
All right. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to go ahead and put William Demps on. Hey, buddy. Hey, William. Good to see you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
I need a booster shot. I got so much crazy stuff going on in a positive way. And I think I'm about to achieve my childhood dream probably next week or the week after, like, no joke.
Yeah, you are. Are you meeting somebody important to you in your life?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Who it was it? Two, but it was a voice actress. Did you need her name?
Oh. No, I see her. That's good.
Yeah, it's really positive. I've never felt this way before, and I'm just walking alongside God, just seeing what's going around the corner, and I'm like, oh, I gotta let everybody know this is really crazy. This is better than winning the lottery.
Well, you know, you're just great, buddy, because you manifest what you want and what you want your heaven to be. And you know, I always tell people, you either got to be smart enough or dumb enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're one or the other or both. I think it's both. And you know, like, I'm happy to be the dumbass in the room as long as I'm in the room. And so a lot of times, I know, Dean, remember, like, a lot of times I would manifest crazy things. We lived in Hollywood for many years, and you know, I would manifest being in the room. The room of rooms, the who's who, you can't believe you're in this room, right, with these folks. And it was like, I would just do what God told me to do. Mm-hmm. And then you know, I was dumb enough to just do it, whatever it was. And so then that would lead to one thing and another thing. And, you know, and it was really nice kind of figuring out how things worked. And many times, and I think, William, you're going to find this to be true. I see your work being magic. I see you super creative. I see you doing really, really good with a lot of your projects, your writing and your art projects. Mm-hmm. And I see you doing very, very well. And this is going to be just a joy for you. And you'll realize that you're just going to, when you get to the top of the heap, and that's one of these people you're meeting in the next minute here. When you get to this top of the heap, you'll realize that's it. That's what you're going to realize. And that's okay. But just you'll realize, oh, that's what that is. And so then you realize that if that's the top, you're close to the top of whatever it is you're trying to manifest for yourself. And so then just enjoy your life and do that thing. And so, and it'll work like that. That's what I found out. You know, when I was a kid watching TV in North Carolina, we had three channels, and when you wanted to watch a certain channel on the TV, you'd have to go up on the roof and turn the antenna, right, with your hand. Okay. And so this is sort of what it was like growing up in North Carolina in those days. And it was really interesting because all these childhood, you know, stars that were on all the little sitcoms, like the Brady Bunch, I Become Friends With, the Partridge Family, Danny Bonaducci and I were best buddies, best friends for many years. And, you know, so I would even friends with Eddie Munster, which is bizarre, you know, and so I manifested all these people that I would watch on TV when I was a little kid. And so when I grew up, all of a sudden they just kind of showed up at my house. Right. And so, you know, I remember that I was so excited when the monkeys come over to my house to eat dinner, you know, I mean, you know, like all these silly things back in that day, in that era. And so then I realized I was manifesting all my childhood stars, you see, and I thought, oh, well, if I can manifest them, I can manifest anybody. So then I got Kevin Costner and some of those guys, you know what I mean? And then it went on. But one of my favorite people was Cheech of Cheech and Chong. And so who's my real friend. I love it. And so it was really interesting because I went through this whole era. I wanted to understand what they knew. And my point is to you, William, know what you know, because that's far more important. And so know what you know. Be who you are. Be your true I am. But you can take advice from these guys. You can learn from these guys that are more famous or doing things or done things. But everybody's the same. We're just all humans down here doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And so just you know, be yourself. And I see you doing really, really good in your movie. I'm excited. I'm excited to know you. You
gotta let me know. I am too. I certainly will.
Yeah, let me know what happens. I love it. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you as well.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, William. Thanks. I'm so happy for you.
Just be you. Be yourself. You know, and so that's really, really true. You know, Michelle, with growing up in Vegas, you ended up with like celebrity this, celebrity that, celebrity whatever.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, but would you trade? And you had a celebrity boyfriend, very famous.
And would you? A few of them.
Oh, a few God. Of them.
You yeah, were don't say the that. We should just spill all the dirt.
No.
Oh. Yeah. No. Don't like when I talk about it.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
So anyway, so here you are. So you got you know you had all these celebrity boyfriends, and everything. Would you trade Dean for them?
No, not at all. He's my soulmate.
Even today,
I wouldn't.
I was watching a movie with her last night with her ex-boyfriend. I was in it. And he took his shirt off and he had all these muscles. And I looked at her. And I was like, yep, I'm done.
No, I'm happy.
It feels like it was an older movie.
It was not an older movie.
It was a new movie.
It was a very recent
and
movie.
He looks the same.
I was just trying to make you feel good, Dean.
I don't have an insecurity with myself, so I'm all right with it. But I said, it was funny. He took his shirt off. I paused and I said, there you go, Michelle. Reminisce about it, baby.
You're so funny.
I said, now you stuck with me.
No, I'm very happy, Carrie. Yes. That was fun, good times, but I'm happy with my man.
Oh, wow, you really are. Oh, yeah. I was reading to see if it was truthful after riding across the country with him today. Bitching his head off, probably.
I didn't fish too bad.
No, okay. I'm still happy with him.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Let me talk to Mark Milos. Mark, what are you doing?
Yes. Hey, Mark. We're going to see you soon.
You got on the show?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Good. We're really good. We're really good. And so here we are. And so you're happily married.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have to deal with your wife dating all these celebrities. She's a doctor and among other things, and successful and, you know, brilliant, you know, and,
yep.
You know, and so you're brilliant. So you're a lawyer and you do marketing and real estate and all kinds of stuff. And so do you guys ever get into intellectual arguments where you try to figure out who's the smartest?
No, I give up. She wins.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it. Okay.
We have different mindsets. You know, she's much more intelligent, much more analytical than I am. You know, I try to keep up and I try to pretend, but yeah, no.
All right. Okay. Good. That's what Dean does. So good. Perfect. Perfect. Anyway, do you have any question? What's your question? You got a question. You must have something. Anything?
I always have questions. But it feels like recently the pace has been super fast. So
super.
And it seems
super fast. Yes.
Yeah. And just like Lil was saying, if you don't keep up with it, it's like
it'll run over you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's really what's going on, guys. And so you know, I have a little song that plays in my head. This was an old Three Dog Night used this, which is my favorite band. And it's like, it's a circus song. Right. And so, when I walk into a radio studio and I walked into, you know, really hundreds and hundreds of them all over America, for years. And as I walk in, I listen to that song in my head and I learn the pace of the show. And so sometimes I'll hear the pace of the show, and the pace of the show is do, 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 do. You know, it's real slow. And sometimes it's like, you know, it's really fast. And so, or sometimes it's in between. The pace is important. So the fact that you have, a pace, and you're even aware of a pace, Mark, is brilliant. You know, who are you talking to?
Say hi.
Hey, my girl, what are you doing? And she's beautiful too, on top of everything else. You know, you guys, you marry smart and beautiful women. I don't know. That could be dumb. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know.
No, yeah. I got you.
But you guys are brilliantly happy. I mean, when I read people, and I read people all over the place. When I read you guys, I see brilliantly happy, beautiful people. It's like that same energy that Dean and Michelle has, you know, and to where, you know, it could be clashy at moments, fireworks sometimes, but it's really like brilliantly happy. And so what's the secret to that? Tell somebody, tell us what's your secret. Have you figured it out yet? What's the secret? What is that? What does it have to do with?
I don't know. You have to understand, you know?
Yeah. You have to really learn the other person, I think, you know?
She's very emotionally intelligent. I'm still like a teenager at times. She's very, very emotionally intelligent. So, yeah.
He doesn't give himself enough credit, but I do think you gotta learn each other and be willing to accept their version of apology, explaining, et cetera, because then you hear it and you receive it.
Oh, that's brilliant. You're right. She's smart. She really, truly is smarter than you, which is kind of you know that.
I don't have an ego. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's true. And I think that's brilliant. So you got to learn the other person. You know, so many people, you have relationships, guys, and then you blow up a relationship, or the relationship blows you up, or your partner on the other side blows up the relationship, and it breaks your heart, it breaks your soul, it breaks your world. Mm-hmm. And do you think it could be as simple as you just have to learn the other person? you have to really just kind of really put a little something into learning. What are you about? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's up with all that? I think it could be. I think you're onto something. It's working for you. So that's the thing. So you guys are happy. I love that. I love that. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for being you. Thank you so much. And Mark, I'll see you at the retreat.
Yeah, I'll see you. Oh, they won't be able to make it easy at school, but I'll see you. So.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, lots of love. I'm giving you guys big kisses. Hey, thank you. You're the best. You can feel it too, Michelle. You can feel that, right?
I sure can. Even when they both come to the retreat and you meet them both, you could just you fall in love with them because they're just so in love too.
And their son. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my God. He's like a big love bug. That one. That plays in my head.
I'm gonna go, Judy. Like
that's funny.
Yeah, every time I walk into a radio studio in America or a TV studio, you know, that's what I hear in my head. I'm like, okay, where are these people? And then if it's really fast, I'm like, oh my God. You know, so then I have to get really, really choppy and fast. And then if it's really slow, I take it very slow. I explain things, you see. But the pace is very important. The pace is very important. And you guys realize that in life, you have the energy. Like, do I have good energy? Have I brought in enough light? But what about your pace? Make sure your pace is right. Yeah. And then when your pace is right, then everything works perfect. And that's how it works. And so there we go. But the light is the most important thing. They told me light. God showed me in the beginning of this show, he said, tell them about light. Light. What is light? Light is God. God is light. What is light? Light is the bright side of the universe. Okay. What can we do, God, to have more light? Ask for more light. Okay. We ask you. He said, yes. Ask God for more light. God, may I have more light, please? God, may I please have more light? And so there we are. And I see all of you guys receiving multiple spiritual gifts of light. Some of you guys got a staff. Some got a sword. Some got a bright brain. Some of you guys got a big giant ball of light there. Well, that big giant ball of light, everybody got that one. Now I feel my head got really super bright, super light. Feels really, really good. Michelle, you're going to need that one. You might ask God for two of them driving across country with Dina.
God, please, can I have two of them? Yeah. Give me as many as you can. I love you. Thank you so much.
I see you throwing his ass out in Georgia. by the time you get over to the south and you're almost in North Carolina, you're gonna send him, you're gonna stop at a rest area and say, honey, go to the bathroom, right? You're gonna grab Bella, throw her back in the car, and leave him in Georgia.
Then I'll be like, God, can I have another soulmate, please? No.
Yeah,
he don't even have to be famous. He could be a country redneck idiot. I don't care.
Yeah, I've already been there, done that.
She saw that movie. Now she's ready to leave me in Georgia, Gary.
No.
Yep.
Sad to look at the movie. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. You know, I've read everybody in the world. I've read Gladys Knight and Gladys Knight's daughter and granddaughter, and one of the most joyful moments was. I was reading this girl and I didn't know she was Gladys Knight's daughter. And I was reading her and on the phone, right? And I said, I got your grandma and she is wanting you to tell your mother that she's very happy because I get real teary. I caught that midnight train to Georgia, right? And so it was like this grandma says this crazy line. I caught the midnight train to Georgia, which don't mean a damn thing, right? Unless you're Gladys Knight, right? And so I had the pleasure of talking to these really cool people on the other side. And so, and sometimes they'll give you this blessing, this healing blessing. So when you drive through Georgia, Michelle, just listen to or Google and play the Midnight Train to Georgia. And I think I think it'll give you enough strength to get
okay.
To
I'm gonna have it on standby. Okay. Yeah. Midnight Chain to Georgia.
Uh-huh. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, Judy, awesome. Google that one. That one's fun. Anyway.
Googling it now.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm just looking at you guys. You guys are getting all kinds of spiritual gifts tonight. Yeah, we're all warm and fuzzy. Rachel, what is up? Rachel's iPhone. Let me talk to you. Rachel, what's going on with you? You know, you just all lit up. You got big old angels around. Angel Michael's hanging out with you. You got it all going on. Do you know? Are you aware? Oh, unmute. There we are.
She was unmuted, then she got muted. Oh,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, now you got you. Okay.
She's hiding from the family. That's what it is.
I said no idea.
Oh.
No idea.
Oh, you got all these angels hanging out.
I'm so clueless. I'm just clueless about everything.
Oh, good. Well, that's being
but
honest.
But I feel good. I'm happy.
Yeah, good. What happens? Everything. I just see the angel Michael hanging out with you.
That's special. Thank you.
And I see the angel Michael, and he's twiddling a little ring. It's like he's got a little ring.
I'll take a ring.
Okay. All right. But I don't know what it is. I don't know what the ring means, but he's just twiddling it. You know?
I don't know what it means. But I had a dream once, and I think he was in it. I think it was weird.
What was it?
So I woke up in the middle of the night. I had a bad dream, and I grabbed my blue stone, my blue crystal, and fell asleep with it. And I woke up in the morning, and I wasn't awake, but I just had this dream. And it was just like someone had their arms around me, and it felt so good. I've never ever felt this much love ever.
It was
amazing. And I was giggling and laughing. And then I woke up and I was like, no, don't go away. And it just started to fade and I was so sad.
Yeah.
I
okay.
No
watch
idea
this.
What that was
okay.
About.
It was the angel Michael hugging you. And so there we go. And look how you feel right now.
Yeah.
Feel that?
Okay.
Yeah. He put his arms around you again. Feel that? And so when you guys feel like you're alone, ask for the spiritual gift of Michael. And let him put his arms around you and hug you. And that'll bring you a sense of oneness, a sense of light, truth, abundance, of love in the most beautiful, passionate way. And so look how you feel now. Feel that?
That's amazing. I'm on
same
fire.
Feeling. Yeah, right? You got hot.
Yeah.
There we go. That was really cool. That's really cool. I don't remember ever getting that particular gift from Michael. Right? Or I think I did. I'm saying I don't remember. I do remember. But I remember getting that gift from Michael, but I don't remember everybody else getting that gift. Okay? And so everybody can get that gift through you. If they want it, they can ask for the gift of Michael, and then you will not feel alone anymore. That's beautiful.
That is amazing. I'm
feel
on
that crazy?
Fire right now.
Feel it? That's crazy, right? Yeah, because when I was looking at you on the screen, I saw all these angels around you. It was all freaky. You know, and Michael's handsome. There you are. Yeah, he's not a bad-looking dude.
Not so bad.
Yeah, right? You wake
it was
up
an amazing
him.
Dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the angel Michael is the one of the most beautiful angels, the most beautiful angel in God's heaven. And he's the head archangel. And so so when you tap into Michael, you tap into this crazy vibe of just ultimate beauty and passion. And so it's a very good feeling, and you're not alone. And there we are. Thank you, Michael,
yeah,
for that.
I appreciate
so if you guys, it. So if you guys don't want to be alone, just say, Michael, please come and join me. Please. Michael, please come and join me. There we are. All right. All right. I'm seeing Michael fill the room. You know, where I'm sitting here, I'm seeing the angel Michael filling the room. And so that's beautiful. And he just allowed him to fill your room. That's pretty cool. I hadn't seen this gift before, by the way. But I'm seeing a lot of heavenly hierarchy showing up. They are showing up and they're coming and they're hanging out with us and they're making things happen for us. And so expect it. Know that's where we are these days. Anyway, Rachel, hey, thank you for that. Thank you for meditating.
Can
and
I
staying
ask you
high
a question?
Yeah, of course. Of course I will.
My side, my spleen has been, I think it's my spleen, just sore for months. Can you just maybe send a little healing light, please? And thank you.
Point to the spot.
It's like under my rib cage, just and then some a little bit in the back once in a while. Like
but, what it is, you actually it's not that. Okay.
Okay.
That's not your deal. It's actually a rib that popped out. It's a rib
again.
Oh, okay. You've had it before. Okay.
That and so happened this is, before.
Okay. So that's what's happened. The ribs popping out, hurting crazy. All right. Mm-hmm. And it's right in the spleen area. But however, it really is just a rib that popped out of place. If you've got a really good chiropractor, they can pop it back in. That's what I used. And so I had that happen once, you know, with a plane crash, you know. And so I had a Delta jet fall into the runway. And I did see it coming. But yes, I was already on the plane. Damn. Right.
Was mop the floor.
Yeah, there we are. See, it feels better. See?
It feels better.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
The muscles were so tight it was pulling the rib out of its butt. The rib butt popped out. That's what happened. That's what you got. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you,
Gary. That's what happens to me when you said that to her. I was like, oh my God. I told you, I was like, no, I think it's a popped rib. And Gary goes, that's a popped rib. I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what happens to me.
Because it happens to Michelle all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. It's very painful. And so if you keep on get it put back in place. And be a little careful with it. And then you may have to exercise a little bit in that part of your back to make the muscles a little stronger. Then you'll usually get through it. So there we are. And, or if you have me zap it and clear the darkness away, which I just did. And so now then your back is warm, Michelle, right?
Yep.
Good. Yep. There we are.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's worth putting up with Dean. It's worth putting up with Dean just to get to hang out and let me.
There you go.
Yep. Thank you, Gary. You're my bonus.
There we are. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's a midnight train to Georgia, isn't it?
Yeah.
The world he left behind not so long ago.
Nice.
You're leaving.
Georgia. That's where Michelle's gonna dump Dean. So
you're so funny.
Midnight on Sunday night, or whenever we get through Georgia, she's leaving.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. You know those fights where you go, get out of the car. Well, then you know that's a mistake. Don't get out of the damn car because you get left.
Then I'm gonna have to write a song. I'm gonna have to write the follow-up song. I got left in Georgia at midnight.
That's funny.
Exactly. There we are.
Oh my gosh.
Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm putting Benjamin Rocha. Benjamin.
Oh, you got him?
He's coming to the retreat too, him and his wife.
Oh, I'm excited.
Hey, Benjamin.
I can't wait to see you guys. I just want to hug you guys so bad.
Yeah. She only hugs pretty people. She's like that. She
I know. Yeah. I hug everybody.
You do. I'm
oh my goodness.
No, so anyway, you're coming to the retreat. I'm excited for that. Very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because you're very spiritually gifted, and so what's going on? Ask me questions. What's happening?
So I had actually a few questions to talk about tonight. One of the things was, I'll just go through like a question about a meditation that I went through last night, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
We have this routine of where we put our boys to bed, and our youngest, he likes to get up and get out of his room when we put him down for bed. So one of us stays in there. And every time I do, that's when I meditate. And last night in particular, I had, when I made it up to heaven and I could be just completely making this up. I don't know, but
you're
I
not
feel like, okay. Do you see what I was seeing? I was able to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I, on my way up to what I believe was Zion Heaven. I actually spoke with the I am consciousness, I am being, and he gave me a gift of a white staff, which
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got it, and I took and I asked him what it was for, and he was, the block of thought came into my head, just like it's, you can use it to help people remind them who they are.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do it on me. I can feel it. Oh, I feel so happy. That's freaky. Yeah. I feel really happy. Okay. Yeah,
that was really
zap
cool.
Michelle. Yeah. Zap Michelle with that. Okay, take that.
Thank you, thank Michelle. You.
Yep.
He needs it. She's riding across country with Dean.
There we go. Thank you. I needed that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, look how you feel, Michelle. I'm impacting you, Michelle. Your whole chest opened up.
Yep.
You feel like you can breathe suddenly. You feel really happy.
Yeah.
Zap Dean, and then maybe he won't bitch anymore. So go ahead, Zap Dean.
Thank you, Benjamin. Look,
Dean, your stomach got warm. Feel how your stomach got warm?
It did.
His stomach got really warm. It's like
you're not supposed to know that.
Yeah, and he got emotionally safe because of that gift. That's a freaky gift. I've never seen that one.
Thank you for the gift.
So cool, Benjamin. Thank you so much.
Yeah, here's what you want to do. You want to say, I would like to share my gift with everybody.
I would like to share my gift with everybody.
Do you want to? You got to want to.
I want to share my gift with everybody.
Okay. Please, God.
Please, God, let me share my gift with everybody.
There, everybody got it. Okay, get this gift. And a lot of you guys got dizzy. Oh, my God, I got dizzy as could be.
Me too. Wow.
That feels so good. Dizzy. Makes you happy.
That means that everybody was, a lot of you guys are not being who you are. What the hell's wrong with you? You know, be you. Be yourself in the movie. You're a good egg. You're a good being. Be you. And so when you're your true I am, that means that you can get all the gifts really fast. And that means you move really far up fast. And so that was a big gift, buddy. That was a big gift. That's a beautiful thing. I knew you were that person. I could see all this stuff rolling through you. And so that's a beautiful gift. Right. Yeah.
That was really cool. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. When I listened back to the master class, I just it was the most recent one. I think I had never imagined I am heaven before. And before you mentioned it, I imagined the white, snow white crystal heaven. And as soon as you described it, I was like, whoa.
You could see it beforehand.
I could see it beforehand. And that was, I mean, it's just really cool. And I'm just grateful for all the work that you, Dean and Michelle, everybody who has been helping me so far. And I just don't know what I don't know. And I'm just excited to learn everything else.
Well, you're why we do everything. You really are. That's the only reason I do everything. I could do all kinds of things. I'm a freak. I can do anything I try to do. I can do it very well. I'm being honest with that. And I've always been that person. And that I can, I am so diverse. Dean, isn't that true? I can decide I'm going to do something. I can do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I can just do stuff. But I work really hard, you know, and just to try to be able to keep going on to enlighten more people. And so you are the reason I do what I do. And so, but you are brilliantly bright, you know, there's a big I am heaven part of. And so it's like, it's a really special heaven. There's one of the retreat properties we have in North Carolina is called the I am field. And it was this crazy property that God told me this property is a very special property and you have to get it. Well, I finally did. And it's like, and the I am stands in the middle of the field. And I'm like, well, what you doing there? You know, you're the great I am. And so this big giant cloaked figure is standing in the middle of this field, right? And you go out there and you get high. and you get all these gifts. And so we go there. Many of the retreats, we go there. And if you guys want to go, we'll go in March 21st. But we go there and you get all these crazy gifts from the great I Am who stands in the field. And I never knew why he, there we are, we're in the field. And so we never knew why the great I Am was standing there in this field with us until I went through my whole COVID dying experience. And I asked God, I asked the I Am, I said, why are you there? And there's a vortex in the middle of this field that is a very special yellow energy that enhances the God element in beings, in human beings, and any being. And so the great I Am is there, you know, with this amazing vortex of this yellow energy, which enhances the God element. And he's spreading it out to all of his universes. And all of the enlightened beings. Crazy, right? And so, but I never knew what it was until I went through my whole COVID dying thing. And then I asked the question. But it's a very special, there's some really special energies in this part of North Carolina. It's one of the oldest places. The mountains there are the oldest mountains on the planet. Or, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's just there's more dinosaurs found there than anywhere else on Earth. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in this little area. There's all these Indian relics and things and, you know, whatever. But this particular spot by the river is quite amazing. And it's a very unusual property. It's a peninsula that has a river that wraps all around it, you know, and it brings in, it has a certain light to it. So anyway, but and when I walk around there, I look like that. That's not an enhanced photo. That's me. And so, but when I walk around, I just kind of glow, you know, and it's not normal for people to walk around glowing, by the way. You don't see that all every day. And so you actually, when you go there, you will glow. And so that's there's these different vortexes around. Like I always ask God, why would you have me live here? You know, right? Because there's not a whole lot of, I would probably want to be born in Beverly Hills or Paris or somewhere. However, that's where I was born. And God said, there's special energy vortexes that you had to be with. And so these are these special energy vortexes, and a lot of them we now have. And so, and it's very important. We take you to these places, and that's what a spiritual retreat is all about, guys. And so make sure you join us for the spiritual retreat. You can get the energy either virtually, and it's really easy, 800-827-GARY, or either Michelle, 702-822-0548, or you can book in person and come and hang out with us, and we're going to eat, carry on, have fun, dance, party, and be enlightened, and also just to have fun. So thank you guys, but I appreciate your gift. That's a cool one. A lot of cool gifts coming down tonight. A lot of cool gifts. That's a big deal gift. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. See you soon. See you soon.
Right. Thank you, Benjamin. We'll see you soon. That was such a cool gift. He's so cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah. He and his wife are freaks. I love it. And so who are you talking to, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Joanne on real quick. Here, let me put Joanne.
We got her.
Hi, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne. I'm you. There you go.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question?
Well, I'm at my brother's house, my brother Clint, and he has some spirits that are attached to him.
Okay. Hey, brother. How are you?
Good.
Good.
And it's been for like 3 years, and he's moved multiple times to get rid of the spirits, and they bother him. They don't let him sleep, and he's a truck driver and starting to get health issues, and he's wondering if you can help remove those spirits or let him know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, what is he? I do see some spirits that are attacking him, and I just cleared a bunch of them off of him, but he has far more good spirits than bad. So what's going on with you? You're a bright light. You're such a bright light that the demons are attracted and they're attacking you. And so I just cleared that off of you. And you notice now your chest got pretty warm. See? And so you got warm in your chest, your throat, your head. There we go. And I just cleared all these different dark energies off of you. You also have sleep apnea. Are you aware?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you wear your CPAP machine or not?
No, it's just diagnosed.
You're just diagnosed.
Yeah. Oh, just okay. So you want to get a CPAP machine, and they're really attractive. You look like Darth Vader when you sleep, because I've got one. I know what they look like, right? And so, but you will die if you don't wear it.
Okay.
So that's my prediction. Okay. And so you don't, and you got really warm right then, right?
Yeah.
That means what I told you is the truth. So you don't want to die from sleep apnea. That's a dumb damn reason to die. Okay. Yeah. And so go get your little sleep apnea machine, this little CPAP machine. I got one, really, you know, and wear it, and you'll get used to it in a minute. I got used to it the first day. And the first day I wore this thing, the next day I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, I had really, really 10 times as much energy, which lets you know what it's doing to your body. So your body's breaking down because you're never going into deep sleep.
Right.
And so, well, there, that's a pretty simple read.
Okay.
See? Yeah. Is that
why the spirits are, maybe the spirits are watching over him so he doesn't?
Yeah, they're trying to keep him from, you know, smothering to death, you know. And so, wear your machine. You haven't got the machine yet, right?
No, not yet.
Get it.
All right. I'll do that.
Yeah. So you don't die.
Okay.
Right. Right. And so that's terrible. I predict death. I usually don't do that, you know. Yeah. But I'm telling you, you really will, because you'll quit breathing. You won't know you quit breathing because you're somewhere in between sleep and awake, and the next thing you know, you're dead. And so don't do that. And so, but I see you being able to get through it. It looks good. Thank you, buddy. You're gonna be fine. Yeah, I cleared a bunch of dark energies off of you that were messing with you. You're real spiritually gifted. So therefore they're showing up, you know. So but I got rid of stuff. You can be all right. There we are.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, awesome. Good luck.
Good job, Gary. Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, good luck. Good luck, guys. Thank you.
Awesome.
Are we talking to Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I'm gonna go and put Ali Mahdi on. Hi. How are you? Good to see you. Go ahead and unmute. Let me try it again. Okay.
Oh, did he unmute?
Oh, wait. No. Try it again.
All right.
You know how to... Oh, almost had it.
All right.
Okay, one more time.
Unmute now. Is something popping up on your screen and asking you to unmute? I don't know. Are you an iPhone? You must be on a phone. Swipe left or right and hit tap to mute. Tap to talk. Is it letting you tap to talk? All right, let's try this again.
It's like a rap song. Tap to talk. You can't.
He almost had it. Okay, Ollie, we'll come back to you. Try to figure it out, okay? And then we'll come back. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to Artemis. Where's Artemis? Okay, let me get Artemis.
Right here.
Hey, Artemis. Thank you so much for.
Got
it. Yep, got it.
Hey, Artemis.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, there you go. Oh, did you do it? Okay, go ahead and unmute again.
There you go.
Yay!
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Wonderful, Gary. Thank you so much for picking me, Michelle. And it's thank nice you. To see you. And Dean, you look great, by the way. Don't even be confused.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, maybe you're not a celebrity and you're not in a movie that just came out last week.
Yeah. Maybe my ex-boyfriend's not one of the biggest stars in the world, but it's okay.
Yeah. So we celebrate you.
No, thank you.
You're still the best.
Thank you.
Gary, yes. So I have a question.
Okay.
It's about Bog.
Okay.
I started studying my ancient Slavic language, and actually the word that we're currently using for God is Bog.
Mm.
But I looked at the etymology of the word, and it doesn't really exist. It came before, like, the Christianity came to
to Russia. far before. Yes.
And long story short, wealth in my language.
I'm adjusting my camera as we talk. There. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. So, keep on going.
Yep. Wealth in my language is actually spelled bogatstvo. It's
of
actually
course it is.
Same root word. So here I was just losing it. I couldn't believe it.
Can you send me all this information so I can include it in this book I'm doing?
I will absolutely. Michelle, right? To send it to Michelle?
Yeah. Over. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can send it to me, Artemis.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. So, and if I may actually also add, every letter in our language has a picture, and it's actually pronounced bog. So the G, anyway, I'll send it to Michelle. I don't want to take too much time, but if you could confirm that I'm on the right path, that would be great.
You're on the perfect path. Yes, the perfect path. And so, because I always heard that too, you know, bog, bog. It's pronounced like that. Bog.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of almost Slavic. You know, when Slavic language is your, what's your, your.
It's exactly what it is. It's ancient Slavic language.
Oh, okay. And so, but it's that energy and those, I can hear those words, whatever language it is, I can tap into it and hear it. But it's very Slavic. And so there's, it's, then it's like, oh, you know, bog.
Yeah. You see? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that. There you are.
It's crazy.
Makes sense to you, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so these are the things I see. I don't always tell everybody all this stuff because I think it's useless information and they don't care. You know, and so because I'm doing a show and I'm just trying to get through it and say, there is a guy, there's a big being, and I bumped into him in the universe and this cool thing happened. And then he gave me stuff and then he gave me more stuff. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to manifest something. And then it showed up. And then I manifested 10 other things and they all showed up. And then I manifested 100 other things and they all showed up. Guys, do this and it will show up in your life. Yeah. Okay. And so this is who Bog is. Bog. And so you just simply go, you're having fun with this. And so, And so you simply just ask Bog for gifts of abundance. And he can give you abundance of love and he can give you abundance of abundance. And he can supersede karma. He's the only one I've found that supersedes karma. And he pisses off all the other gods because he is beyond the karmic divide. Bog heaven is beyond the karmic divide. So Earth is in the karma energy of the universe, God's universes. There are places that are beyond the karmic divide. And the karmic divide is when you go beyond karma. Bog heaven is beyond karma. This is where you have ancients that exist, wise men who exist, wise beings who exist, and they are beyond karma. You see, Bog is that one, he's one of the sun gods. He's the only sun god that actually lives a physical existence still. And so there's only one, him. All the others are not living in a physical heaven. And so there's many physical heavens through the universe. See how I'm getting a little deep right now, guys? Hello. Anyway, these are the things we go into in spiritual retreats. I tell you how that really works, you know. And I'm telling you here how it really works, but I can only get through so much information. But there's a lot of information. And so you're a digger. And so you dug into the real truth and reality of this. How cool are you with your intellect? You know, and so that's pretty cool.
I learned from Mark and his wife.
Oh, there, right?
Mark from Miles, yeah.
No, well, I think I love it because I'm seeing intellect pop into spiritual awareness, and this is where we actually figure out how everything works. See, I can see everything in the cosmos, but if I don't figure out how it works, I can't do you guys any good or myself. Right. And so I'm always trying to figure out how it works and how I can make it applicable to your real life situations. And that's what you're doing right now, because you're actually figuring out who Bog really is. You know, I didn't know Bog. I didn't know anybody knew a Bog. I didn't know there was a Bog. All I knew is I had a Bog. And so because God took me to Bog and I'd done some things for Bog that helped him, and he'd done some things for me that helped me. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty real. and crazy. And then as I was writing a book about Bog, my person that was helping me was a professor, and quite smart, and in literature and among other things. And she was helping me edit the book. And she said, "I've been researching Bog, and I finally found him. Very little is wrote about Bog, and that's because back in the day they didn't want to introduce this being that was above karma. You see." So Bog is not a popular deity because he is above karma. He is from above the karmic divide. And so that's what that is. And so,
Gary, can I ask you a mini personal question really fast?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm in Bali still, and I was offered to control this village in the middle of the Bali to put it on Airbnb. It's kind of a big undertaking, not really big, but anyway, if you see that, if you can give me any words of advice, should I do it or not? And
how warm are you getting?
I'm getting excited. I don't know, I was getting warm when you're talking about Bog.
Okay, you feel warm right now?
Feet are getting warm.
Good. There you go. Sinus is open, hands are warm, head got dizzy. Yeah, you were doubting yourself.
Myself, not the village.
Yeah. Don't doubt yourself. And it would be the biggest thing that ever happened there in Bali. That's how cool it'll be. Because I see all these people that get to earn a living that were not really earning a living. That's what I see.
You're the best.
That's what I see. Invite me. I want to come there.
That's my... That would be amazing. I mean, honestly,
me and Michelle will come. We'll leave Dean at home. It's perfect.
We'll bring the party. Okay, you guys. Next retreat, Bali.
Can I come, please?
No, you leave me out of everything. No.
Let's plan it.
Yeah, we'll come. We'll show up.
Do a retreat down there.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. It's like the Herman Munsters or something. We show up. The Munsters, or the Adams family.
Yeah. Let's go there for your grand opening.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'd love to. Yeah, we'll do a spiritual retreat there. Anybody wants to go to Bali, let us know and you can come to this spiritual retreat. This will be fun.
All right. Yeah. People start texting me. I'll put together a list.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations, Ernest.
It'll totally work. See, now your arms are warm. See? The only doubt you had was you. That was it.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're good.
You're number one. You're the best. Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Bog says you'll do well.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
If you need any help, I run two Airbnbs. So if he wants to put his number in the chat.
Judy, of course, you are going to be there with us.
She is an Airbnb.
We can't go anywhere without you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect. I love it. That was kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that's so cool. And I see everything. I see this place really coming into its own. People are staying in these places and there's goats, chickens and stuff. And, you know, how neat is that on an island on Bali?
I've always wanted to go to Bali.
Me too, Michelle.
Let's go. We're going.
Dean,
okay, Artemis.
We're going to let you go too.
Communicate. I'm gonna stay and Judy home. And the whole crew.
Good. I guess y'all are all going to leave me. Great.
We can't leave you. We can't leave you.
I'll be home with Bella.
We wouldn't be able to function without
That's
Dean.
That's all right. I'll be home.
He's
with
the glue,
Bella.
Remember?
Yeah, you're the glue. That's it. There we are. Well, I can't wait to be at the spiritual retreat. So we're going to the spiritual retreat.
Yes.
All you guys, you're invited. Please check it out. You know, the spiritual retreats take us to this level that you've really never been to, and many times I've never been to. And so the spiritual retreat, March 21st through the 24th, and it's magical. 702-822-0548, Michelle, and Michelle at GarySpivey.com, or 800-827-GARY to book the retreat as well. And so you guys can book it virtually. Or you can also, show up in person. And so we just have a great time. We have fun. We eat. We carry on. We cook. And so Judy dances. She's got a little dance routine she's doing. She's working on it. You know, how's your dance routine coming, you Judy? Is it good? All right.
You know, I just came back from Vegas, so it could be pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, that's another show.
Oh, you guys, she knows how to boogie. You go to a retreat and you turn some music on, that girl is on that dance floor. She's so fun.
It's just music moves you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. You go to 200 concerts a year. I mean, you really keep up. You do. And it's good. It's perfect.
It's fun.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, Judy. Thank you, Brian, for everything. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
thank you, guys. Who are we talking to? Where are we? I don't know where we are with time.
Oh, I'm gonna try to go back to Ali Mahdi real quick. He's in a different country. So I'm gonna see if I could, hopefully that will work again.
All right.
Ali, hopefully your voice, your
Yes, please mute. Unmute.
I'm going to do it. Oh,
we got
yeah,
you.
Yay.
We got yay. You. There we go. Hey, buddy, what's your question or comment? What you got going?
I had a couple of questions to ask.
Okay.
When am I going to become a voluntary patient? Because
A what?
Voluntary patient.
A volunteer, Michelle, help me out. Volunteer patient?
Because I went to the hospital and they put me under compulsory treatment order.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take, by law, I have to take medication. So I'm really hoping to become a voluntary patient.
Oh, okay. You want to know if this will work out? Yeah, it will. Okay. Probably within a couple of weeks. Feel how your hands got warm? You see? You feel a little lighter feeling? Yeah. Within a couple, it looks like that'll work. Yes. Is the answer? Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Perfect. What else? What else?
What about how do you remote view?
You remote view by simply allowing yourself to leave your body. You allow yourself to leave your body and you want to go to wherever it is you feel like going. And then you'll start to see visions of that space. And that's how you remote view, you know. Usually you can do it in the mornings when you first wake up, better than any other time. Okay. And so, but you could remote view and you can go and check out things. And so I can do it anytime, but for people that are fresh, new doing it, do it in the mornings. It's easier. Okay.
All right. No worries.
All right.
And then, I had another question. I was really not teachable these days. I've maxed out on my learning. So how do I become teachable again?
That's not true. You are teachable.
Okay.
Yeah. So whoever told you you're not teachable, you're teachable. Sometimes your method of learning is to argue your way through it. You know, like you'll kind of argue with whoever's trying to teach you. And they get tired of hearing you and they'll tell you you're not teachable. You know. And so don't argue with the teacher, you know, too much. And so that's the reason they say you're not teachable, because you're a pain in their butt. And so that's what that is. Funny, but that's what that is. So but you're teachable. That's silly. Yeah, you're totally teachable. That's crazy. Okay.
Did I have any dark energy around me?
I just now got rid of it. There we go. And see, now your head got warm. I see you starting to sweat, you know, in your face. There we are. You'll be all right. There we go. I got to run because they're screaming at me now. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. We appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah. And you're teachable. Never think you're not teachable.
He is teachable.
Yeah. The only way that you become not teachable is to get pissed off. When you're just, when you become such an angry person that you're pissed off with, yes, with everything. You're pissed off with yourself. You're pissed off with life. You're pissed off with all your friends. You're pissed off with all your family. When you become that pissed off person, you become not teachable. So you got to then shut the hell up in your head and quit being pissed off. And when you quit being pissed off, then you'll become teachable. Really simple. There you are. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Victoria R. She's been waiting for a while, and I'm sorry it took a while. Victoria, thank you for being so patient. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Oh, you got to unmute. Here, let me do it one more time. Okay, go ahead.
What's up? You hear me
there
now?
You go.
Now you're good.
Thank
yeah.
you.
What's your question, honey? What's your question?
Thank you so much. Well, I haven't been feeling too great lately, and specifically like lower or mid back pain. And I don't know what's going on, if it's just muscular or mm-hmm. it just doesn't feel right. I don't know mm-hmm. if I have an infection or if it's related to something else.
You have inflammation is what I see. And so, and mm-hmm. I just cleared out your lower back warm now.
Yes.
Okay. And I see you're starting to sweat. I pulled a big dark energy off your lower back where you were getting stabbed in the back. Okay. Oh. And so, and I pulled all those little things off your back. And so now then, much brighter. See, there yes. we go. That feels mm-hmm. relief even. See how it don't hurt now?
Yes. It's you're amazing. Thank you. And my son has sleep issues too for a while now.
I just cleared him off. He'll feel better. There we go. He's easy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, could you clear my husband too? And I won't take up time.
That's all right, honey. There we go. I did. Be nice to him.
I'm trying, but he's just always grumpy.
Well, the reason he's always grumpy is because you're always bitching at him.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't think you're even aware.
No.
But just, you know, we'll just be sweet and nice to him, you know?
Okay.
And so because he's just grumpy because he's like, I don't want to talk to her. She's going to bitch at me.
Okay.
And you do. And then you always get around to bitching at him. Like you come, in other words, like you show up at the table with an agenda, like, you know, like that, right? Yeah. So don't be sinister with an agenda, getting ready to pounce on your husband and bitch at him, right? Okay. And then he'll be nice.
Yeah.
Don't go. Don't do it. Okay. All right.
I got it.
Yeah,
thank
Michelle,
you. So
if Michelle can put up with Dean riding across the country in a car, you can put up with any damn thing in the world. So you'll be all right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Midnight train. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to be
funny.
Stuck in Georgia. I know it.
She's going to dump you in Georgia. She's going to go back to her actor. Where's my where are you? You remember me?
Can I tell everybody?
No, yes. Oh, okay.
Let's just say he plays in a movie. And
tell us who.
Everybody in the movie wears pink, and the movie's about Barbie. And he's.
Wow, Ken. That's a big
Anyways,
movie.
Let's go to the next person. It's not about me.
All right. It's about you. You're funny. Okay. Who are we talking to?
I'm going to put Mike. Hey, Mike. It's good
to
see you.
That's who I wanted to talk to. I'm looking at Mike.
Mind, Gary.
There we are. Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
I'm just wondering how things are going with everybody. And did you see any dark energy around me or stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm just getting rid of it. Okay. You see, I'm moving my hand around. I'm actually pulling all this little darkness off your head. There you go. Your throat, your chest, all the way down, all the way to your toes. Now you're warm all over, right?
Feel it? I am. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to feel a whole lot better. You're really amazing. You have super good intentions for other people.
I do my best. Yeah,
you do. You really do your best. And so I just see this and I see your intentions really nailing it. Keep having those good intentions like you're having for everybody and yourself, include yourself. Right. And I see a lot of good stuff working for you in the next 2 months. You're going to go, wow, I did good. You know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for all that. I appreciate you. Of course, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, good. I love you back, buddy. But you
did a good job.
Finally, I did a good job. Hey, Michelle, Dino, I did a good job.
Right. Yay! Bravo! Woo!
I'd have Dean bitching. I did good. Anyway.
Yep. One question, Gary. Just one.
Yes. Yes.
What's that chill I feel right now?
That's a crazy new dimension that just showed up on the planet that brings wealth.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Really. That's what that is. Just, and it's, and it's, yeah, it just shows up and it's really crazy. Remember today, I got this gift today. I remember today, Judy, that dimension that rolled into you. What did you feel? Chills. Remember?
Yeah. It took a second to come in. And once it did, it was weird because it started from the inside.
Yeah, it was a different feeling. And that's the feeling you're talking about. So I'm just making a point. I'm making a point so you don't think you're crazy. That this thing you're feeling is actually something occurring. And so this was a new gift of abundance and wealth. And so and all you guys can have it. Just ask God for the gift of abundance and wealth. And that's what it is. And so you're going to find you'll be a lot luckier. And so, but that's what you're feeling, buddy. You're not just making stuff up. And so,
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, well, it makes you aware. It makes you aware. Dang, I'm not nuts. You know, this is really going on. But that's what Judy felt today. She said, "This is the weirdest feeling. I never felt this feeling before." And so, yeah, it's a new gift. A new gift coming into the planet. And so, there we go, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tapping in. And we're right here. Come to the spiritual retreat. Book yourself in. Please be one of these people that books in right now. Do it now. And just show up at the spiritual retreat. This is going on, and you're going to feel this amazing feeling. And they're showing me something else, be a part of my enlightenment club. What was that one? And so, but you guys, the retreats are just amazing because we go into all the stuff that we don't sometimes have time to do on the air. And you get so much, so quick, so fast, it's crazy. So make sure to check it out, GarySpivey.com. Call Michelle, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548. And believe me, she'll take your call because she's riding across country with Dean, driving and hating Mary out of
the way. I can multitask. It's okay.
And when she's driving you off in Georgia.
Yeah.
And then when she drops me off in Georgia, she'll have way more time to talk to you.
Yeah, and if you guys live in Georgia, give Dean a ride on to North Carolina. We appreciate that.
That's funny.
So that's good. Book for the spiritual retreat, also the virtual spiritual retreat, 702-822-0548. Join us there, 800-827-GARY, private readings, everything we do. I love you guys. And if you guys are in Minnesota, I'm still in Minnesota over at Judy's house, hanging out, making Judy feel all tingly. And so we're here in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you guys for all you guys that showed up at we had a beautiful club party in downtown Minneapolis with a few thousand people. And thank you for a couple of 200 or 300 of you guys who stood in line to talk to me. I appreciate you so much. Private readings with me. Call me 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. And I will see you guys real soon. And I love you. I really love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.